Okay, good afternoon.
Go ahead and get you what you need, I think, as far as the injuries are concerned. So Ray Davis remains in concussion protocol, and then Alec Anderson will be limited today at practice with a calf. Time's yours. Yeah, I mean, they do a lot well offensively, very talented team across the board, offense, defense, and special teams, and a highly decorated team at that. Offensively, in this case, the run game specifically, Ryan, to your question, they do a tremendous job. I mean, they move people off the line of scrimmage. They out-scheme people. I think Coach Monken is one of the best out there and what they do in their offense and the run game in particular. And then you've got to be able to tackle Derrick Henry. So they do a really good job.
How about defensively? Kyle Hamilton, his shift to the back end really coincided with their defensive resurgence this season. What have you seen from him on film that he's done to help their defense?
Yeah, I mean, I think just tremendous player, right? I mean, he's only been in the league a handful of years here, but a tremendous player to be able to just play nickel and then go back to playing safety and to play at the level he's playing at deserves all the recognition that he's gotten. So their defense, again, I think the team as a whole, 9 Pro Bowlers, you know, a lot of talent across the board on the roster.
Sean, sticking with their defense, you guys have run the ball so well here, but how much of a concern is their size up front? This is probably one of the biggest defensive lines you're going to face.
Yeah, no, it is, Sal, and they present a lot of challenges to an offensive line in this case, you know, being able to run the football. The really big inside, like you mentioned, and you know they put the roster together. I'm sure with that in mind.
I know it's on Walker today, but Brandon Copperton seems still improving, or what are you expecting?
No, he looks like he's ready to go. Yeah.
Sean, previous to September, your teams had a pretty good amount of success limiting Derrick Henry. Is there anything you can take from those experiences where your defense was effective against him and apply to this game?
I'd say it's small, really. The scheme is different, right? They present a lot of different challenges, obviously, with you know, their passing game, but also with Lamar and the combination of Lamar and Derek. So we have a tremendous amount of, you know, respect for both of those players, and they're hard to stop. It was a good acquisition on their part, and you know, just that two-dimensional type of weaponry, if you will, is tough on people.
And obviously, Sean, body and how they move around, how important is just the fundamentals of tackling, because you have two totally different guys carrying the ball this week?
No, it is. It's big. I'm tackling is big every week, for sure this week, to your point. And you add Hill to that equation in terms of the backfield weaponry and just, you know, what they're able to do in space and power and, like I said, very talented team.
Sean, your run defense the last 6 weeks is a yard better per carry than it was the first 12 weeks of the year. I'm sure the explanation, there's a lot of different things that go into that, but in your mind, what are the things that stand out about why that improvement is happening?
You know, it's really the staff. I think has done a really good job, the defensive staff led by Bobby, and then, you know, the players have really taken to the level of detail and technique that you have to have. I think that's really where it starts, and that's probably the lion's share of it.
Sean, how do you look at the game in September, and how do you use that now, both from a film perspective and, say, motivation? Obviously, there's big motivation for the game, but how do you look at that game now?
I mean, I think you always try and learn from the past the best you can, and there's a lot of lessons that we were taught in that game. So we got to make sure that we have a good week of practice, prepare like we need to prepare.
During practice, is there anything? I know Josh and Lamar are very different players. Is there anything your defense can pull from going up against Josh day to day that will help them in this game?
You know, I see the comparison or the parallels. They probably end there, though, in terms of the uniqueness of both players, right? And not shortchanging either of them. I mean, they're the best. They're the top shelf in the NFL, those two. And I mean, it probably isn't fair to compare them from a skill set standpoint, although they are both extremely skilled. They're both unique in their own ways.
How much do you think your team has grown since?
I'm especially referring to just the way the Rams game went, and you nearly came back, and how you responded against the Lions and those type of big players. How do you think your team has grown in that sense?
Well, I think we try and grow every week. Certainly after losses, and as well though as after wins as well. And like I said, we try and learn from the past every week, every day, and continue to try and grow ourselves into better people, into a better team. I'm sorry.
Have you managed to find that?
No comment.
Sean, this week John Harbaugh called him long-winded plays. And the quarterbacks like Josh and Lamar, it's never really over. There's the first play and the second and third play. Mm-hmm. How important is that the defense doesn't take that sigh at all during the play and know that Lamar's not down until he's truly down?
Yeah, I mean, that's some of the uniqueness of Lamar, Josh included, in slightly different ways, perhaps. You've got to be ready to play, 7-8 seconds per play at least, and maybe then some. So it's gonna take a heck of an effort from our football team to go up against this football team and what they have and what they bring to the table on all three phases.
What do you do in practice to try to prepare for Lamar? I know it's probably your second time. Do you throw Micah back there at the scout team?
Throw who?
Micah, somebody else back there.
Micah, he's the answer to everything, right? His wife would love hearing that, I'm sure. Huh? Micah does this, Micah does that, right? That's good, I love that. why not? There's only one Lamar Jackson at the end of the day. So you do the best you can to try and simulate it. Good luck. Anthony Brown. Yeah, Anthony Brown helps with that. Yeah.
So that explains that. Pretty simple.
It's probably bigger than that, but that certainly helps. I mean, the full answer is if you just put a mobile person back there when you're planning on working on the scrambles or the quarterback run game. The defensive players know, this is one of those plays, right? If you just have to sub out one of our normal quarterbacks for a mobile player like that. So, in order to hide that, what Anthony brings to the table is both. He can throw it, he can run it, and so there's a little bit more of a true, honest look down in and down out, whether he's handing it off, dropping back, or and doing some of the things conceptually, at least, that Lamar does.
Sean, both teams obviously looking a little different than back in week four. Obviously you guys were missing three key pieces to the defense, but you also didn't acquire Amari Cooper yet. I guess just based on what you've seen from how he's impacted the offense since he's gotten here, how can you explain what he's brought to that group and maybe how he can impact this week?
Yeah, I mean, Amari's a good player. He was a good addition for us. Our offense goes kind of, some of the parts, right? So he's one of the pieces for us, and he's done a nice job since we were able to add him. The ball's going to find who the ball's going to find, and that's the key part for us.
Thank you.